Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Spera. Helga de la Brache, the Queen of Imposters. Born in Stockholm in 1817 to a modest family, Aurora Florentina Magnusson had an early desire to rise above her social standing. In the 1830s, she worked as a domestic servant. In 1838, while working for a wealthy family, she befriended the daughter of the house. The young woman became her companion and accomplice. Indeed, in the 1840s, the two young women lived together and traveled between Sweden and Finland. During this period, Aurora changed her identity, becoming Helga de la Brache. In 1860, the friends returned to Stockholm and launched the swindle that would establish Helga's legend. Over a decade, Helga and her partner have painstakingly prepared her story. Helga presents herself as the hidden daughter of Gustav Adolphus IV of Sweden and Frederica of Baden, who ruled Sweden and Finland until 1809. Helga claims the royal couple divorced in 1812, but secretly remarried years later in Germany, and that she was their daughter, born in Switzerland and raised by her aunt, Princess Albertine of Sweden. After her aunt's death, Helga was placed in an asylum in order to hide her existence. If she claimed to be of royal origin, no one would believe her, considering her insane. It was difficult to verify her claims, but Helga's story was plausible. She says that following the asylum, she was under house arrest and only arrived in Sweden after her father's death. Her mother's family paid her a secret pension in order to compensate the people who took her under their protection. According to Helga, this pension ceased to be paid out in 1850, leading the princess to a lifestyle unworthy of her rank. In 1860, Helga and her companion, a schoolteacher, arrive in Stockholm and solicit financial support from politicians and wealthy Swedish families. The credibility of her story, as well as Helga's friendly personality, convinced various members of the capital's upper crust. Finally, the royal family itself grants her a pension, beginning in 1861. Helga's scam is a resounding success. But not forever. Some 10 years later, skeptics begin to publicly question Helga's story, ultimately leading to an investigation. In 1876, a lawsuit begins, followed by the whole country. This results in the end of the royal pension, but Helga and her companion continue to count on the support of various benefactors who believe her story despite everything. Thus, the couple lives out the end of their lives in relative peace, housed by supporters, until Helga's death in 1885. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.